Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Now, before we start our episode, Pod Pals, here's a special message from our sponsor. Discover the remarkable story of Camellia, an award-winning developer renowned for its excellence and innovation in real estate. Take a closer look at Camellia's significant milestones, projects, and accomplishments that have contributed to its success. Invest in a legacy that will last for generations by unlocking the secrets behind this company's triumphs. To learn more about Camellia's journey, visit bit.ly/CamelliaxPNA. bit.ly/CamelliaxPNA and follow Camellia's official social media pages on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok to stay updated and be a part of the Camellia story.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 127.
Mm-hmm.
Things we're trying to unlearn.
Yes.
From our childhoods or from our teenage years?
Okay, sige. Ang gusto talagang, let's go, let's begin.
Yeah, learn. Pwede nun kasi recently lang natin na-learn eh.
Tapos, I think the things that stuck with us are mostly things we've learned in childhood. Especially the ones na internalized na siya. Or yung alam mong, yung hindi mo na malayang ganun ka.
Gets. Oh.
Yun, you behaved into it. Or like, trigger pala siya or like kapag desperate times nakikick in yung like trigger siya yun. So kumbaga unconscious siyang na-learn or like alam mo yun. Yun.
So
mm.
In the grand tradition of triple T.
What's a triple T?
The Telebaba Tapes.
Ah, okay. Oh.
Kung double T kasi parang sa mapakinggan
eh. Ano naman? Anyway.
Mm. Why are we talking about this?
Oh.
You being the host, explain it.
Well, I think our past episode was more, parang the past few episodes were more rooted in pop culture. But I just thought parang, parang nami-miss kong.
Wait, gusto naman nila ng Pod Pals yung mga pop culture episodes?
Yeah, I know. But ako, nami-miss ko personally yung nagre-reflect tayo on
life
or like our personalities or character, ganun.
Ano ba to? Kung hindi siya pop culture episode, ang tawag dito, senti episode.
Hindi, existential.
Existential, tama.
Yun, so, which I think, sort of, ano siya, parang nag-share tayo ng vulnerabilities sa ating
Uy,
listeners.
Pero, true to what you've said, yung mga pod pals natin sa Facebook group.
Oh.
Nag-send sila ng mga topics that resonated with them.
Uh-huh.
Recent to, I think, kahapon lang nga eh.
Yeah.
As of this recording.
Uh-huh.
Marami nagsabi sa kanila, the episodes that resonated with them were the ones where we were telling stories about our childhoods, our teenage years, our lives.
And
yung existential nga.
Or like social and cultural, like behavioral things. Na uniquely, I think uniquely Filipino, diba? But not necessarily uniquely Filipino. But I guess relatable to our listeners. Yun, so, yun. And namimiss ko din to talk about, vulnerabilities in a way. Kasi parang, yun nga, talking about movies, talking about series, pop culture, music, it's fun, pero...
You're guarded when you talk about it.
Hindi man guarded, but... I want to dig deeper or something. Or I want to process things. Or maybe because bookworm era ko ngayon, diba? Kasi pinamana mo yung
Kindle
mo sa akin. And I've been reading a lot. Natapos ka na yung Cultish ni Amanda Montel. And I'm reading her first book.
It's your Amanda Montel era.
Yeah. Parang ano eh, slight ano ka siya, idol, ganun.
Anong slight? Like huwag mo ng slight.
I wanna
she's pretty, she's smart, she's eloquent.
Yeah, I wanna...
I love her.
Yeah, I wanna be like her. Na, alam mo yung matalino, nag... Parang sinabi kong matalino ako eh, no?
A pod pals who are listening, check her out, Amanda Montel.
Like, he's
her
talking...
books, her YouTube videos, okay
no
siya.
No podcast, wala siya YouTube.
Merong interviews.
Yeah, but basically, I like her because she's talking about conceptual stuff or like very academic things, diba? But she keeps her voice na parang Valley girl, LA girl.
LA, oo nga.
Na Marte girl. So parang, for me, empowering.
Ganda ng tension na there's this Valley girl.
Like you don't have
na super academic magsalita.
Hindi nga siya super academic eh. Academic yung concepts, but you know, she's able to...
Nabababa niya to the level of, yeah, you know.
Yeah, so parang...
Cool.
I wanna be like that. I mean, I'm not a linguist, pero alam mo yun, I'm fascinated by how she can talk about complex cultural and social matters without being elitist or like, alam mo yun, highfalutin. Anyway, sidetrack yun, sidebar yun. Yun, so... I want you and I to, you know, open up and discuss these things. Yun. So basically, three things, each of us will give three things that we learned in our childhood. Or sige, kung gusto mo, extend mo until like mga preteen. Yun. That we learned
extend
in...
Extend mo pa ako hanggang teenage years talaga.
Oh, sige. Basta when we were younger, diba?
Hanggang college, medyo impressionable pa ako. Pwede mo pa ako turuan ng mga shit nung college. Yeah.
So, as in, from childhood to college.
Oh.
Yung things that we learned na we want to unlearn. Kasi parang...
We want to unlearn in our adulthood.
Yeah. Kasi for me, it's a very unique experience na malaman na yung kinaugalian mo or yung pinaniniwalaan mo.
Or kinalakihan mo.
Kinagisnan mo, kinalakihan mo. Mali. Or like, hindi na siya...
Or baka hindi nga mali.
Not necessarily mali, but...
Ako baka, kasi like, sinabi nga ni Richard Bulisay in our episode before.
Richard, I miss you.
Na, yung morality nag-iiba through the years. Eh.
And ethics, and values.
Ethics, oh, and
diba?
Values. Kaya nga palagi, di ba, may debate sa TV. Marami tayong pop culture na dinidebate yung morality. Actually, most of fiction nga raw is all about, para siyang laboratory for challenging our morals. Yun yung fiction daw.
And since I'm reading Word Slut, Amanda Montel's first book, ano yan eh, a linguist's take on feminism. Parang, sabi niya, language evolves and yun yung driver and complement ng culture. And in a way, things na, kumbaga things get updated or we find more labels to like previous experiences we cannot explained before. Mm. Is, for example, mental health. Diba?
Mm.
Or, yun na lang simple term, hindi yung simple terms, but terms such as gaslighting or ano ba, self-awareness. Diba, hindi naman natin yun alam noon eh.
Mm.
So, I think it's nice to reflect.
And hindi rin alam ng parents at teachers natin.
Yes, yung ano, kumbaga people of authority that, you know,
we looked up to before.
And took care of us.
Oh.
Diba? Yun.
Pero ito, may mga side questions ako before we jump into
it. Oh, sige.
Number one.
Oh.
Since nabanggit ko na rin,
hmm.
Should you
hmm.
put your teachers, your elders, your parents, your kuyas, ates, whatever, who taught you these things at fault?
No.
Kasi nag-evolve nga yung morality. And yung tinuro sa atin, yun lang yung alam nila nun. Tama ba?
I would like to be positive and be, you know,
Oh, yun na nga ako. I don't want this episode to be another episode na pinagtatawa na natin yung mga lumang tao eh.
Kasi pero I think...
Kasi tayo, yung morality natin baka malaos na rin eh. Kung tumanda tayo eh.
And honestly...
Malalaos at malalaos ka rin. Yung, kahit yung most innovative thoughts mo, yung most
right
yung
now,
modern most thoughts mo, eventually malalaos din eh. Malalaos ka as a person.
Kasi... Well, that's another concept, you know, laos.
Kahit gaano ka ka-cool.
But is it about coolness?
Kahit gaano ka ka-modern, malalaos at malalaos ka.
Yeah. If you do not, you know, learn new things or unlearn things, diba? But I don't think it's about being cool or being laos. But to answer your first question, I would like to think well-meaning yung mga people of authority that, you know,
whatever, whoever thought those things to us.
Parang ano yun, parang sobrang deviant nala na, alam mo yun.
Itong batang to, gagawin ko tong ano. Bibigyan ko siya ng mental health problem, tong batang to.
Oh, I don't think they meant it that way, diba? I think they were just doing
their best. They were well-meaning, pero they were misinformed.
Or not necessarily misinformed, but you know, diba science nga, sabi nila, yung science is actually... admitting your first hypothesis to be wrong when presented with, you know, new data.
Ang ganda ng isang, one of my favorite quote from the series Orange is the New Black.
Oh,
come on.
Ano?
Everyone was a moron in the 80s. Ganda, di ba?
Yeah.
And that could be applied to every decade. Everyone was a moron in the 80s. Everyone was a moron in the 90s. Everyone was a moron in the 2000s.
Why do you think I deleted my blog spot?
Because you were a moron?
Yeah, I was an idiot. Like, idiotic, silly thoughts na I take so seriously. Like, it's embarrassing. Diba?
Hmm.
Ikaw ba, hindi ka nag-cringe ng slight sa mga thoughts mo? Like, kunwari, nag-flashback yung Facebook.
I cannot read my old journals. Like, my God, I cannot.
Yung Facebook, memories?
Okay lang naman yung Facebook memories.
Ako hindi. Like, may,
cringy ng konti yung some, pero parang, okay, parang, I treat my old past selves as kids. Parang anak ko na rin. Parang okay, he was stupid back then.
Okay. Nga. Like, kapag nag-Facebook memories, parang, tang ina, pinost ko to. Like,
ano ba yung pinost mo kasi?
Wala. Wala ko parang, ano.
Akala ko ba vulnerability? Ano? Mga parang, sample.
Mga reflections on, you know, maturity, mga ganyan-ganyan. Parang kadiri talaga. Or like, kunwari.
Pero, yung pinost mo yun dati,
feel na feel mo.
Hindi mo kandi, hindi ka nandiri.
Oh.
You actually thought it was a good idea when you posted it.
Yeah. So, I guess my point is, probably our parents, our teachers, like if you remind them of what they used to tell us, parang siguro magki-cringe sila. Like siguro lang naman. Parang kabahan ka, di ba?
Oh, ito.
Parang,
good question to. Follow
hindi,
up.
Wait, kabahan ka kung parang hanggang ngayon ganun, pinaniindigan.
Follow
diba?
Up question.
Ano?
Has it ever occurred to you na yung teachers, mga parents, elders, mentors, whatever, lumapit sa isip niya? Ay, yung sinabi ko sa'yo before, wag mong sundin yun. Yung nag-ano sila, kumbaga nag-tawag yun? May term dun eh.
Retract?
Nag-retract sila ng sinabi sa'yo. They took it back.
Not formally.
Kasi parang may embarrassment nakasama yun. Ba't ko sinabi sa'yo?
Not formally, I think.
Pero I've seen one of my professors.
Ikaw ba?
I've seen one of my professors tell me na parang, shit, ba't ko nagre-regret siya na ba't niya sinabi yung insight na yun sa class. Hindi ko na papangalanan kasi
sabihin
medyo private.
Na.
More like sinabi niya na.
Yun na lang sinabi niya.
Oh.
Context nun na lang. Like what class was it? What subject was it?
It was a film class.
Okay. So college.
College, oo. So, parang sinabi niya years later na parang after knowing na ang hirap ng lifestyle ng filmmakers at and the money is not hindi ganun kabilis makuha yung pera.
Mm.
Mabagal yung turnover ng sweldo Uh-huh. Hindi ka sa, if you're filmmaker, parang hindi siya 15 and 30 month. Sorry, hindi siya 15th and 30th day of the month makakuha ka ng pera. It's tough. It's a tough business.
Yeah.
And a lot of people get into debt sa filmmaking. Mm-hmm. Sabi ng professor ko na parang, maybe I should have been more realistic.
For sure, may level of idealism pa siya nun.
Oh.
Diba? Yeah. Yun. So, diba, it's kind of nice to look back on those things.
Or laugh at it?
Not laugh at it, but you know, unlearn or relearn from it, I guess. Yun.
And yeah, actually, yung dad ko rin, nagsabi siya ng, during one dinner time, nagsabi siya na parang, oh shit, dapat hindi ko pala ginawa yun.
Ano yun?
Na chinututor niya yung kapatid ko.
Oh.
Eh yung kapatid ko kasi medyo nahirapan sa academics before.
Aha.
Tapos, ang knowledge pala ngayon about that, na kung parent ka na may day job, maghanap ka raw ng tutor for your kid. Huwag ikaw yung magturo.
Kasi iinit yung ulo mo eh.
Iinit yung ulo mo. Tapos, number two, mahihiya yung anak mo ng konti sa'yo kasi walang professional distance. Gets mo ba?
Yeah.
So, yun. Sinabi ng dad ko na parang, dapat pala hindi ko, naghanap parang ako ng tutor.
In hindsight. Oh.
It's a wrong practice. Ayun.
Pero kasi, hindi ba economic din yun?
Oh, totoo naman.
Like, not everyone can afford a tutor.
True.
And, but everyone, sort in this economy, in this system of capitalism, not everyone can afford a tutor, but everyone seems to need a job.
Yeah.
So,
hindi, in hindsight lang naman. I would, pwedeng nasa utak ng dad ko, sinabi niya na, if I had more money back then, or if yung technology nandun na, or madali na maghanap ng tutor, that's what I would have done. Parang ganun. Tapos, last question ko before we dive.
Wow.
How do you actually...
Wait, akala ko ba ako yung producer? Bakit ka nag-prepare ng questions?
Wala. Na-excite ako.
Oh.
How do you actually unlearn these things? Kasi, I've been observing my nephew.
Mm.
Tapos...
Ilan taon na yung nephew mo?
6.
Okay. So, child. A child.
Child talaga. Oh. Tapos, nakikita ko how he absorbs. How he absorbs everything.
Yeah.
And how... Feeling ko yung utak niya parang nagno-normalize ng mga bagay na... Kunwari, I was with him the other day for a party.
Yeah. A family thing.
Oh, tapos nakikita niya yung parents niya, yung kapatid ko, tsaka yung sister-in-law ko, na nagbibigay ng speech, sumasayaw. Feeling ko sa utak niya, naiisip niya na parang, okay, normal pala yun.
Or, like,
or nakikita niya na parang...
It needs to be done sometimes.
Oo. Na may family gathering na ganito, naiisip niya na parang, okay, this is how things are.
Okay.
Kaya natatawa ako, when we got married, or I dated around, tapos nakita ko yung families ng ibang mga...
Na-meet mo yung parents ng iba.
Oo. At yung families ng ibang...
Mga ibang tao.
Ibang tao na kasing age ko. Iba-iba pala yung cultures per family. Tapos, naku-culture siya ako na parang, wait, Hindi pala ganun. Hindi pala kami yung family lang sa mundo. Kumbaga, hindi lang kami yung family culture sa mundo. Ang dami palang practices na hindi ko alam. Or hindi ko kinagisnan. Gets mo? Likewise sa'yo, I'm sure. When you knew my family, nagulat ka rin in some aspects.
Diba? But I call out ko lang na thinking that it's only your family's culture. I just found it funny that you said na you had an assumption that all families are like your family. Kasi,
yes.
Para it's funny because very American, Western colonizer thinking siya. Na, alam mo yun, ito yung default, ito yung norm.
Teka, I also grew up in the suburbs.
Which is very American. Joke lang.
And, and ganun talaga yung mentality na ma-i-install sa utak mo. Bata mong utak.
And the suburbs kasi is very private, diba? You have your... This is sidetrack na to. But may studies na yun nga yung suburbs, since malalaki yung bahay suburbs, just kumbaga it's a lot of space, a lot of distance apart from each other, like away from each other, and basically people stay in their homes, go out by cars. Wala kayong sense ng identity ng community. Oh. Like, di nyo kilala yung kapitbahay nyo. But I think, for me, the difference is, yun nga, hindi naman kayo mayaman. Tapos, alam mo yung, naririnig mo yung away ng kapitbahay.
Hindi, kami
so,
rin naman, naririnig namin yung away.
Recognition na, ah, hindi pareho. Or like, yung normal chismis na, ah, yung kapitbahay nyo, single parent siya. Eh di, automatically, hindi na yun kaparehas ng pamilya mo, di ba? Or, kunwari, ah, ito, older couple lang sila, wala na yung anak nila. Like, na, I guess it's...
Yeah, alam mo lang yun. Ang lupit ng chismis network sa ano.
Eh, bakit iniisip mo, kayo lang yung parang default? Siguro kasalanan din ng ads, no? Kasi...
Yun, no? Advertising yung, din. Lumaki kasi ako dun sa Atomic Family na nakikita mo sa... Milk brands.
Nanay brands.
Nanay brands. Pork and beans brands. Mm. May pork and beans pa ba kayo?
Hindi ko alam.
Parang wala na, no? Huh. Ayun, so...
Or probably hindi nag-advertise kasi hindi kailangan.
Na parang ang siga nung ano eh, nung messaging nun na parang, ito ang tamang pamilya. Kumakain sa hapag tuwing 6 o'clock. Ngayon, di ba parang may makikita kang single moms.
Representation talaga, ano? At saka portrayal. Important.
Ay, LGBT na nga sa commercials ngayon.
Diba? Buti naman, di ba?
Oh.
Yan. Anyway. Ayun.
Pero yun, magandang topic to because I've been hanging out with a lot of kids now. My nephews nga.
Oh.
Tapos.
Napapalukbak ka ganun.
Yung nephew ko.
Oh, ano sabi niya?
Yung nephew ko is 6 now.
Uh-huh.
Sakto yun na 6 ako.
Mm.
Pumasok ako sa grade school.
The Ateneo.
Prep ako nun. Tapos, ang ganda, nakikita ko kasi yung speaking patterns niya, yung thought patterns niya. Nagkakaroon ako ng reminder and at the same time, nagkakaroon ako ng gauge na parang, ah, ganito pala ako dati, ganito yung interest ko dati, ganito yung understanding ko dati. Tapos, bumabalik yung utak ko na bata sa present form ko.
Okay.
Yun.
So, ano yung trigger? Ano yung story ng pamangkin mo?
Wala naman. It's a general thing na nagkakaroon nga ako ng ano ng measuring stick na.
Parang,
okay. Yung 6 years old pala ganyan din ako.
Or, kumbaga na ko-compare and contrast mo with another variable or ano ba tawag din? Another sample person.
And yun yung gusto ko as being a child-free.
Couple.
Pero,
child-free
man na active naman sa buhay ng pamangkin ko. Na, I'm always the good cop. I'm always the cool cop. I don't have to discipline him.
What if dumating yung time na since he finds you very cool,
I have to be uncool.
Parang sabihin sa'yo ng kapatid mo na, oh, Kuya Wincy, he looks up to you. So, kumbinsihin mo namang ganyan.
Kumbinsihin mo wag na magsigarilyo.
ano gagawin mo?
Hindi ko alam.
Conflict.
I always want to be the cool uncle.
Okay.
Anyway, yun. Ikaw may ano ka pa? Side questions?
Wala pa. I mean, I guess magka-come up sila as we discuss.
Hindi, ito last na tanong ko. Curious rin ako.
Oh.
Is it actually possible to unlearn?
I think so.
Pero mahirap kasi naniniwala ka ba rin na hardwired na yung neurons natin by the time we're 28?
Hindi. Actually, na-prove na ng science yung favorite quote ko from the movie Singles na naging parang ano ko siya, guiding
sacred text
thing. Like sabi sa Singles, sabi ni
Bridget Fonda.
Hindi ni Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Oh.
Sabi niya, be reckless before you're 25. Because anything you do before 25 is, you know, just immature and reckless. Beyond 25, parang stupid, ano na yun, silly ka na, or like, uncool, or...
True.
Yun. Or irresponsible ka na. And science was able to prove that. Na parang, di ba ngayon parang pinaprove na nila na yung prefrontal lobe or prefrontal cortex, hindi siya fully formed until you're 25. So anything you did, anything you said, any silly thing you know, regret, parang matcha-charge mo nga siya to youth and an underdeveloped prefrontal cortex. So, yun. Oh, I guess yun. But,
sabi nga nila may isang study raw.
Oh.
Especially sa mga teenagers daw.
Oh.
Yung brain daw ng teenagers sa sobrang daming hormones na
hindi yun yung normal. Hindi yun yung default, no?
Na bumubula dun sa ano nila. Sa utak nila. At the teenage brain, isipin mo raw, parang naka-drugs daw yung brain.
Tapos iba-iba.
Iba-ibang drugs. Cocaine, shabu. Kaya reckless daw yung mga behavior
and
nila.
Super emotional. Super. OA, di ba?
Obsessed.
Well, to answer your question, I'll go back to, like, how do we unlearn? One thing that struck me sa, yung favorite series natin, yung Love sa Netflix. Mm. I think this was season 3. Yung, my friend si Gus, si Randy, yung boyfriend ni Bertie. Anyway, sorry, Podpals, just watch the series. Basically, si Randy ay isang slacker. Tapos, hate siya nung bida na girl si Mickey. And then, parang in-argue ni Gus na parang self-aware naman si Randy na ano siya, slacker siya. Sabi ni Mickey, ano naman kung self-aware ka, does it end there? Di ba dapat may gawin ka after?
Self-aware is just the beginning.
It doesn't absolve you of your fault. You just know you have a fault. So what are you gonna do about it, diba? So I think in terms of unlearning things, I guess step one, self-awareness, diba? And now that you're aware, edi you learn again on how to, you know, counter it or ano ba yung pwede mo gawin para hindi mo na yun ulitin or paano mo i-rehab yung sarili mo.
Yun, actually, yun. Rehab.
Oo, rehab siya. Yeah, behavioral, cultural, mental rehab. Yun.
Ako siguro how to unlearn things. Parang ano rin, like riding a bike.
I don't know how to ride a bike.
Ikaw, di ba?
Remember, binilan mo ba ako ng bike?
Tapos dinala kita sa CCP parking grounds.
Sobrang wali. As in, wala. Hanggang glide
ngayon,
lang.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Unlearning is a lot like learning for me.
Yeah.
Na, as in super baby steps. Microscopic steps.
Yes.
Na, ang ganda nung ano, ang ganda nung isang nabasa ko na may 65-year-old man na gusto magpiano. Matuto magpiano.
Okay.
Tapos sabi nung super expert na piano teacher, medyo mahihirapan tayo sir kasi medyo matanda na nga kayo. So we're gonna take it really slow. Yung first lesson niya, magbukas ng piano lid. Yan, buksan mo lang yung piano lid. Tapos, for the 30 minutes natin na piano lesson, uupo ka lang sa harap ng piano. Wala kang pipindutin. Buksan mo lang yung piano lid. Tapos, the next 3 sessions, ganun na naman. Tapos, the 4th session, pindutin nyo lang to isang key. Tung, 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 repeatedly. Hanggang sanasanay na siya every morning, binubuksan niya yung piano lid, tapos pumipindut siya ng ganun. Gumaling siya eventually.
Magbe-behave ka nga into it eh. Hindi man siya parang...
Ang feeling ko, nakakatakot yung unlearning. Same as learning. Kung biglaan.
Yeah.
Yung parang, gusto mo matuto mag-paint. Magpipaint na ako ng ano? Ng mural.
Hindi po. Dapat gradual siya.
Gusto mo matuto mag-writer, gagawa na ako novel. Hindi. Gawa ka muna ng tweet.
Ng tweets.
Tapos gawa ka muna ng paragraph. Tapos poem. Tapos short story.
Ganun siya. And I think unlearning, hindi naman siya parang nagde-delete ka lang ng file sa utak mo, di ba? Hindi man siya ganun eh.
Tsaka isa pa, give yourself, give your, para na tayong ano?
Motivational speaker.
Life
oh my
coach?
God, gross.
Oh no! Welcome to the Telebaba Tapes Life Coach Session. Hindi ko kinaya yun, sorry. Anyway.
yuck. And then we'll start charging. Charing, yuck.
For personal sessions.
Oh, no.
How much? 5,000?
Oh, no.
5,000 pesos? Okay kayo,
Podpals.
Oh, no. Pals.
We're not authorities. Anyway. Oh. Pero at least you got yourself.
Kinilabutan ako dun sa sinabi ko eh.
Oh.
Pero yun, anyway, just a friendly advice lang.
You can choose to ignore it.
Oo naman. Kung ano lang, kung nag-relapse ako, I give myself ano, a pat on the back kahit nag-relapse ako.
Oo naman.
Wari, oh shit, sinabi ko na naman yun. I'm trying to unlearn this.
Hmm.
Yun, so I'll just say, it was a moment of relapse.
Tsaka awareness talaga. Awareness.
So give yourself, ano lang, give yourself room for failure, di ba? For relapsing.
I guess my metaphor for it is, syempre din alam ng Podpals na Gen Z. You know, when you have a read and write CD, I guess parang ganun lang siya, di ba? Na nire-rewrite mo yung thing. Hindi mo siya madidelete eh. Or like a cassette tape. Hindi mo naman madidelete yung na-record mo na before. Mapapatungan mo lang siya. Yun. For me, ganun
ano,
siya.
Ano, you're treating your brain like a computer.
Na ako parang, mas parang tape.
Ako mas computer.
Eh kasi yung computer, madidelete mo yung files eh.
Ah, sabag.
Diba? Yung tape, hindi.
Hindi, ako parang yung algorithm, ito, treat it like a Facebook feed. Yung algorithm ng utak mo. Aayusin mo yung algorithm ng utak mo. Eh.
Yes. Eh, minsan, may sisingit pa din, diba?
Oo.
Yun, so, ganun talaga.
Yun lang.
Be kind to yourself. Yan. Yuck Life Coach sounding! That was very life coach.
Paano masama sa life coach?
Ay, it's a whole different topic that we can discuss.
It actually, oo nga.
It is
may
kind of dangerous.
Nga.
Yeah.
Also, kung ganyan topic, listen to
Sounds Like a Cult. Yan.
The
anyway.
Episode about life coaches. Yes. Super recommended namin.
Anyway, let's start since you're all fired up.
Una?
Yeah. What's
okay,
the first thing you want to unlearn?
Pwede ba yung format? Idagdag natin. Sino nagturo sa inyo dati?
Oh no, hindi pa. It, dapat conditional. Like, kasi syempre, we don't want to blame like anyone.
Eh, sinabi lang naman natin where the source came from.
Eh, paano pag nakainig din sila tapos sabihin na, oh no.
Oh, hindi, anonymize. Or generalize.
Yun? Just tread carefully. I'm not saying you can't.
Sige. Oh. Oh, ito. Ako, this came... My first entry of things I'm trying to unlearn.
One.
This came from teachers.
And lesson number one. Yuck, ba diba?
This came from teachers. Not from my parents.
Okay.
Or kuyas or ates. This came from the teachers of the school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Things I'm trying to unlearn.
Mm. Number one.
The friends you make in your teenage years will be your friends for a lifetime.
Actually, sinasabi yun like, yun
high school,
yung baduy,
ano
diba?
High school, grade school thing siya, no?
Yun yung baduy, eh. Yung parang, look at the people on your right and on your left.
Yes, sakto. Yan sakto. May tatlo kong teachers na ginawa yan.
What? Fucking
look
cliche.
At your, ano?
Oh.
Look at the person on your left. Look at the person you're right. Makakasama nyo yan sa inuman, sa negosyo. Silang pupunta sa kasal nyo. Silang pupunta sa funeral ng parents mo. Sila ang maglilibing sa'yo. And I believed it.
Why did you believe it?
I believed it wholeheartedly.
Why did you believe it?
As in, I had a montage in my head na parang, oh shit!
Imagine ka rin ang future with them.
Oh.
Why?
And ang ganda nito, I went to the baptism of my classmate. Yung isang classmate.
Baptism na anak niya.
Na anak niya.
Oo.
Linapitan ako ng classmate ko, nag-yossi pa ako nung nag-yossi kami.
Mm.
Told me.
Mm.
Dude, naalala mo yung ano? Yung may nagsabi sa atin na gano'n. Sabi ko, oo naman. Sabi niya, I would never, kung maging teacher ako sa high school or grade school ngayon, I would never say that to my students.
Baduy.
Hindi lang baduy, medyo ano nga, parang it's unrealistic. Tsaka,
jail guard.
I'm gonna borrow your term. Who are you? The Frenchie police.
Did I say that before? Yeah,
you told me that. That personally, was freaking clever. Stop being the Frenchie police. Teachers, stop being the Frenchie police. Pero yan, sorry, yung ano talaga, ayoko yung look at, on your left, di ba? To quote the Falcon, di ba? On your left.
Ugh. Ano, cool naman si Falcon, but.
On your left, on your right, these are your Falcon and Winter Soldiers forever and Yuck. Ever. Amen. Mali, no? Mali, maling mali.
It's very cultish.
Sige, diba? Explain why is it cultish.
Because it makes you imagine a future with these people. Parang stuck ka na with them.
Yes, exactly. Tsaka isa pa, it's ano?
Like
it's,
talaga, wala ko ibang mamimit. Sila lang.
Exactly. Tsaka isa pa, na-realize ko yung bad effect nito sa mga nakilala ko through the years.
Oh.
They, ano, ini-alienate nila yung sarili nila from other people. And parang merong us versus them mentality kagad na parang.
Oh, yun na. First,
okay, hindi kita kaklase. Therefore, baduy ka. Therefore, ayaw kitang kausapin. Therefore, olats kang tao.
Yeah, culty siya. Oh.
Na, it's another pain points of my being an Arnion.
So, what are you doing to unlearn it?
Meeting friends that I have no business of being friends with, quote-unquote.
Akala ko, meeting people not like on right your now, left and on your
like
right.
Like right now,
joke
I have two 50-year-old friends.
Yeah.
Na I hang out with, na matagal.
I think, I
sorry, make that three 50-year-old friends.
I have observed sa'yo, parang na-push talaga sa'yo yung kailan magka-age kayo. Or like, pareho kayo ng interests.
Paano ka na? Look to your left, look to your right. These are your friends forever. Naano ako doon, nawindang ako. It ano yung tumatak sa utak ko talaga yun na parang, wow, friends forever. These are my brothers. Diba?
At wala na akong ibang these magiging source ng...
Oh, these are my brothers in Christ.
Yikes. So ngayon, how do you source, you know, new friends?
Oh, yun, more like...
So parang may diverse, may DEI ka na sa pag-choose ng friends.
Ay, yung DEI.
Diversity, equality, and inclusivity.
Yes. And yun, friends ko rin, si Richard Bulisay.
Wow.
Who is from the LGBTQ?
Tokenism to ah. No, baby steps, baby steps.
Baby steps. Ayun. So, it's something I really...
So, nag-expand ka
actually,
beyond...
I'm still trying to unlearn it.
So, you're expanding your friendship, ano ba,
circles.
Radar into not just male, ka-age mo and Athenian.
Well, still, most of my friends are still Athenian.
Na straight.
Yes.
So, talagang conscious yung pag ano man ng diversity.
And ako rin, and Filipino. Gusto ko magkaroon pa ng friends na...
Filipino?
Na non-Filipino.
Like,
I have naman from Canada.
Eh, syempre nakaaral ka naman eh. Oh. Ayun.
And older, much older friends. I wanna have a friend na... Yun yung maganda. Yung when you turn 40. When you turn 40, parang wala nang age appropriateness yung friendship. Parang
well, hindi. Ikaw na yung
bata.
Magiging conscious.
Oo. I mean, pwede ako magkaroon ng 60.
Huwag predatory, di ba?
Pwede ako magkaroon ng 65-year-old na friend. Yung baga, patas na tayo lahat dito ah. 40 na ako.
Yeah. Pero huwag naman yun yung underage.
Of course. Given naman yun.
Yeah. Ayun.
Yun lang.
So, yun yung first na gusto ko i-unlearn. Friendship, ano? Sige. Ako, yung first thing that I want to unlearn is yung moralization of rich and poor. Like,
what do you mean?
Rich is good and poor is bad. Or like,
hindi ba baliktad? Rich
hindi.
Is bad usually and poor is good. Kahit
that's,
marami rin namang...
That's
marami
in comics.
Rin namang...
Hindi. Nag-gets kita. Like, sa fiction, di ba parang mga...
Uy, mayaman yan. Therefore, he must be bad.
Or parang sila yung magpapasabog. Like, ano, teleserye thinking, diba? Na yung bida mo, yung katulong, gano'n. Or, tas yung kontrabida mo, diba? Parang nasa mansion, ganyan. But, you know, that's our fiction. But, diba, ano, yung sa ending ng fiction natin, yung mahirap na bida, yung mayaman sila. So what I mean by rich, good, poor, bad is the concept of, ito ilang beses ko na narinig eh, na parang kasalanan mo pag mahirap ka kasi tamad ka. Tapos mayaman sila.
Baka yun, mas ano.
Mayaman sila kasi magaling sila. Mayaman sila kasi nag-work hard sila.
Yes.
So parang meron talagang moralistic projection sa wealth. Diba? Na parang, if you're a good person, eventually you'll get there, may wealth na price for you. Do you get what I mean?
So.
Na parang, and connected dun, may concept tayo ng deserve tuloy. Na parang, naghirap ako, therefore I deserve this. Or, ah, kasi tamad siya. Or, ah, kasi depressed siya. Kaya tamad siya, therefore naghihirap siya. Deserve niya yan. Yung ganun.
Mm.
Yung, ah, itambay siya, deserve niya lang mag-suffer. Or, ah, ano eh, may kapansanan siya eh. So,
therefore naging mahirap siya.
Kaya mahirap siya. Di ba parang, sandali lang. Di ba parang ano yun?
Wait, sino nagtinuro to ng parents mo sa'yo?
I don't think tinuro siya direct
or
ng
TV,
parents.
Media.
I think the TV, the media, or even in school. Na parang, I think media value system siya, even the church. Diba? Na parang,
wait ah, ito.
Ano?
Just to add to that.
Oh.
Nung 80s, growing up in the 80s, may pumasok sa utak ko na thought na, yung mga nagiging katulong, nagiging maids. Kaya sila naging maids at driver. Kasi hindi sila na,
nakatapos.
Mababa yung grades nila
yes.
sa school.
Di ba constant? Ano
kung mababa
yan?
Yung grades mo sa school dahil hindi ka nag-aral, magiging
servidor
ka sa, ano, sa fast food.
I don't remember my parents actually doing this. But I've seen other people do it. Like tito or tita or magulang ng ibang bata sa school. Like, alam mo yung mga Metro Aid? Ituturo nila na parang, pag di ka nag-aaral, pag mababa yung grade mo, magiging Metroid ka. Parang, or yung janitor na lang sa school. Diba sasabihin nila parang,
pag di ka nag-aaral, magiging ganyan ka.
Oo, so parang,
ako yung ganyan ko nga.
What
yung,
the fuck?
Yung mga servidor sa ano, sa fast food chains.
Diba?
Sasabihin nila na parang, ayan, kita mo siya.
Dapat nag-college ka.
Nagtatapon siya ng basura. Dahil C+ ka sa math. Magiging ganyan ka!
Or parang sabihin nila sa'yo, kaya dapat magtapos ka ng college kasi yung mga, kunwari, sales lady, sasabihin nila parang, yan, di, kasi hindi siya nakapasa din sa course na gusto niya.
Actually,
kaya ganyan na.
True,
diba parang, what
totoo
the
yan.
Fuck?
Growing It's up not... in the 80s, ito, growing up in the 80s, kung pumupunta ako sa SM City, it was a place of nightmares and
yes.
cautionary tales.
Laging cautionary
tales. Lahat
tale.
Cautionary tales. Servidora. Hindi ka mag-aral.
Like, what
janitor.
The fuck?
Security guard. Parang lahat ng trabaho na around me, parang, okay. Kung
it's
ka
not supposed to be your job. Yes. You're supposed to be their boss.
Yes.
You're supposed to be better than them. Or parang ano, misfortune na yun yung trabaho
na ang
nila.
Sagot, ang sagot palagi,
lang,
when I ask, older people back then, kung sinagot, tinanong ko, ba't sila naging security guard or janitor? Ang sagot ay, hindi sila nag-aral.
As in like, ha?
Huh? Or bumagsak sila na school.
And then ngayon, mas matanda na tayo, and I think we're both in, you know, managerial positions, you realize it's not like that. Na parang,
It's much more
complex.
Ang laki nung sistema na kailangan mong suriin eh.
At saka, hindi individualist problem siya. Hindi yung parang naging ganyan yung trabaho. Well, two levels, diba? First, bakit natin nilalatag sa mga bata na embarrassing yung jobs ng waiter, janitor, basurero, guard, sales lady? Bakit yun?
Alam mo, kulang na lang. Kulang na lang sinabi siguro sa akin nung nakakatanda nun na if you become a security guard, you're a fucking failure in life.
Diba bakit? First layer.
If you become a plumber, you're a failure in life. Ganun na.
Diba?
Kulang na lang sabihin nilang i-phrase sila na ganun.
Kaya in a way, like I know the pandemic is a tragedy still. I recognize it. Pero dahil sa pandemic, nabuksan ng konti yung mga isip natin na, alam nyo, yung mga hinahamak nyo noon, sila yung nagstay. Sila yung ang tawag nun, yung mga, sila na yung pwede lumabas.
Frontliners.
Sila yung frontliners. Sila yung nagpapatakbo ng buhay natin. Sila yung backbone ng city, ng systems. Tapos, hahamakin mo, gagawin mo pa siyang panakot sa bata para mag-college siya or para mag-aral siya. Parang it's so strange.
Parang weird na, di ba usually, maging mabuti ka kasi kukunin ka ng manananggal, di ba?
Actually,
ngayon, yung tail is the cautionary tail is the security guard, no?
It's so strange kasi...
Oo, actually, super weird nga.
And hindi ko i-blame yung parents ko kasi never ko narinig yun sa kanila. Naririnig ko siya sa iba. Sa tita, sa TV, sa teachers.
Teachers?
Oo, sa teachers.
Wait, yung teachers naman, hindi rin naman high wage earners sila
back
then.
Yeah, pero merong
may prestige.
May nobility, diba? Worshipping minds, whatever. Pero I think yung mami ko, pareho sila ni Ramon Bautista. Ang tinatakot niya sa akin, maging taong grasa. Yun.
Naku, medyo rin yan. Medyo mali rin yan.
Politically incorrect.
May mental health, yan?
Oh, may mental health issue. Issue of housing.
Housing, oo.
Issue of welfare. Diba? Of basic income. Siya eh? Government.
Isa pa,
sort
alam
of
mo?
The government's
isa
fault.
Pa, military trauma.
Yes.
PTSD.
Pero di ba, looking back, parang, Ramon, it's not as simple as taong grasa. Like, they're taong grasa for a reason and it's usually not their fault.
It speaks volumes about society.
Yes.
Yung taong grasa.
And how much we value, makikita mo yung misplaced value in certain jobs and vocation na bakit mas revered yung lawyer? Yung mga blue-collar jobs.
Tatlo yan. Doctor, engineer, lawyer.
Yes. Bakit? Bakit ganun? Bakit? Di ba? What the fuck?
Boomers! So, kantanan nyo kami, boomers!
So yun, how am I unlearning it? I think I'm opening my mind more and I'm trying my best to get to know people na nandun sa jobs niya, kunwari security guards, maintenance,
garbage men.
Garbage guys. Alam mo, tignan mo sila sa mata, kausapin mo sila, and recognize that they are humans, they are citizens. Kasi the moment i-dismiss mo lang sila based on their job, alam mo yun, si Kuya Guard, ganun lang. Talagang may detachment kayo.
Honestly, yung mga napagsabihan nun, including me, bumubobo kami sa life skills.
Yes!
Bumubobo kami sa common sense. Kasi yung working class, yung blue-collar jobs, ibang klaseng intelligence yun eh.
And in a way, blue-collar jobs.
Parang intelligence of the body, gets mo?
Hindi, tama, blue-collar yun. White-collar yung mga yung mga intellectual
mga
workers.
Bankers, architects.
Yung blue-collar jobs, for me, is essential. Essential workers sila that should be honored. These are dignified jobs.
Of course.
Diba? And even, sana tumas yung sweldo nila. Diba?
Kaya nga, diba yung friend mo, si Viva? Hi, Viva. Si Viva who also happens to
my
be
best
a pot
friend.
Pal.
Who's now in Canada.
Sabi niya, the difference between living in Canada is may mga kaibigan raw sila na electrician.
Yes.
May kaibigan silang garbage disposal person. Tapos, nakipag-inuman sila with them.
Sa atin,
versus tayo, tinanong sa akin nung husband niya.
Si Justin.
Si Justin, do you have friends who are janitors or
maintenance, or plumbers.
Maintenance? Sabi ko, there's this term for them, kuya.
Mm.
And kuya is sort of derogatory, na parang kuya ka.
May distance, diba? Distancing language.
Distancing language. And at the same time, parang
parang false respect. Kuya.
Ano no,
or bossing, di ba?
Patronizing.
Patronizing. Na to a family or to a certain class na nakapag-aral nga sa Ateneo, hindi ka dapat makipag-inuman sa ganung klaseng
tao. How backwards, di ba? Kasi parang talaga, as a Regency period ba tayo? Na
the serfs.
May, alam yun, feudal system pa din ba? Like, may social castes pa rin.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? So yun, how am I unlearning? Alam mo, I would admit, nasa awareness pa lang ako. My knowledge is in, like, theoretical pa lang siya. The small things that I do is, badly put na ipagkwentuhan ako whenever I get the chance. Like, sino sila? What they are passionate about? What do they care about? Like, when I meet people na ganun yung trabaho. Alam mo yun, yung, tapos malalaman mo, parang, graduate sila talaga ng college. It's just that, yun yung opportunity na nabigay sa kanila.
Pero at the same time, ibabalik like, ko rin
doon. What the fuck?
May distancing din sila from someone who's, ano,
from us.
From us, oh. Hindi rin sila na guarded sila when talking to
I think
white-collar people.
I think pinoint out to ni Tats eh.
Tats?
Na parang nagko-code switch tayo pareho.
Yeah, kuya! Bossing!
Tapos sila, parang ginagaya din nila how we sound like mas malambing or mas may ginagaya, nagko-code switch sila. So, yun.
Iba yung sistema talaga. Iba yung ihip ng hangin sa Pilipinas when it comes to that.
I think hindi talaga tayo naka-move on sa
obsessed sa, yung Pilipino sa hierarchy kasi hanggang ngayon.
Hindi nga tayo naka-move on from the colonization ng mga Spanish. Diba? Ilustrado, peninsulares, insulares, ano pa ba? Indio. Diba? Alipin. Diba? May ganun pa din. So, it's so strange for me.
Strangely ah, ito yung sad pa dun. Even the Spanish came here daw. May hierarchy na raw kahit yung mga ano, katutubo. Sad. May alipin na rin sila nun. Usually, mga may mental health problems.
Pero maiintindihan mo naman bakit may structure, di ba?
And ang sad pa ngayon, may finding sa mga sociologists, ang mga sociologists, even pre-colonial societies, yung mga tribes, may slavery rin raw.
Oo naman.
Sad, no? Even the Africans now had slaves. Putik.
Oo naman.
Akala ko sobrang parang Wakanda forever.
Wakanda is like fictional.
Oh, that's true. Anyway. My second one.
Yeah, your second one.
Ito. As a child of the 80s. Raising a family is the end all and be all of life.
Ooh. Hot take.
Hindi siya hot take.
As a Filipino, hot take. Oh.
As a child of the 80s nga again. Let me stress that. Yun, parang...
No, wait. I will rephrase it. As a Catholic Filipino who graduated in the Ateneo, hot take for you.
That's what gets the pod pals. Hot takes.
Okay.
I got lots of hot takes. I'm up to my ass in hot takes.
Oh.
We're both up to our ass.
Not really. Mas ikaw yung ma-hot take.
Mr. Hot Take. Mr. Hot Take.
I'm the boring one. Oh.
So.
Ah. Oh. So, sinagturo neto sa'yo?
Parents, teachers, priests.
Priests?
Priests on
sorry,
the line.
Sorry, sorry. Ito, controversial question.
Oh.
Naniniwala ka ba sa mga pare?
Kung maganda yung homily nila, pwede.
Alam mo, sorry. Sorry, God. Sorry. Sorry, my Catholic upbringing. Sorry, Dad. Alam mo, wala.
Wait, also sorry. Apologize to our Catholic listeners.
Sorry, Podpals.
Catholic Podpals. Say sorry.
Sorry. Alam mo, never akong, wala akong naalala sa buhay ko na naniwala ako dun sa pare.
Bakit?
Wala. Talaga ako nakukuha. Parang,
eh kung maganda naman in, yung sinasabi
hindi,
niya.
Hindi, yung memories ko of First Friday Mass, laging, weh. Alam mo yung 90 Day Fiancé, si Rose, tsaka yung no-neck person. Laging galon yung mukha ko pag homily or like, lagi talaga sila,
weh.
Weh. Ganon, like may ganon akong mental thing. Or kapag, kunwari, maganda yung homily, yung parang, ganyan yung homily. Parang ako, sinulat niya lang. But alam mo yun, that's just a lucky homily.
Binasa niya sa didache.
Like, may ganun akong thing. Like, walang parang naka-impress sa akin.
Talaga?
I don't know why. Oh no, punta sa hell.
Anyway, yun.
Langit so, points. Ubus na.
Aside from, you know.
Oh.
Huwag niyo pong tularan si Miss CJ. Podpals, huwag niyo pong tularan ang asawa ko.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, Podpals, we're halfway through the episode. Let's take a quick break. And here's a word from our sponsor. Explore Camellia, the Philippines' largest home builder, building beautifully designed communities in 47 provinces and 149 key cities and municipalities. Visit www.camellia.com.ph and open the door to your own forever home today. Join us on social media for the latest Camellia news and updates. Be part of our story, Camellia. Where dreams find home.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Anyway.
Oh.
Ayan, aside from that, aside from like living, breathing authority figures, media pa. Sama natin yung media and
movies. Hello! Yung mga pelikula, diba, they always end with what? A fucking wedding.
And kids.
And kids.
Palaging ganun yung sabi ng bida.
Diba?
Let's have kids. Let's have a nice house. Kids.
Fairy tales. Disney princesses.
No.
It's always that. Well, except Elsa.
And again, my brain. My impressionable brain.
Your impressionable Ateneo brain.
Yep.
Oh.
Absorb.
Oh.
Install yan. Install sa utak. Tapos, I grew up. Tumanda ako. Narealize ko. Holy shit. That's the reason why a lot of families are broken. Napilitan yung mga hindi naman talaga family men na magkaroon ng anak at magtayo ng pamilya. And at the same time, may mga non-neurotypicals.
Neurodivergent.
Yeah, neurodivergent.
Bakit mo pa din double, ano?
Kasi
double negative.
Neurotypical ang mga tao eh. Ang mga family men are usually neurotypical. Marami akong friends who are 40 plus na iba na yung course ng buhay nila. Hindi yung the atomic family nga that we know from the advertising world.
Sorry, singit lang ako. But you know what? There are neurodivergent people who are really good parents. Natingin ko mas intentional pa nga sila when they start a family.
Magandang topic din yan.
Diba? I think it's the neurotypical people who tend to be problematic parents. Kasi I think yung neurodivergent, they're like, yung may recognized mental illness, mas choice, deliberate choice for them to have a family.
Di yun. Diba? Tapos na-realize ko, as I met more people outside of my orbit, my usual orbit.
Your Ateneo orbit.
Alam mo na yan. Basta, the people outside of my usual orbit.
Oh.
The media people, the...
Yung artsy.
Artsy. Oh. The artsy crowd. And even the people that hindi ko naman talaga close, na meet ko lang in the art fair or the galleries or in
basta,
the film shoot. Basta,
yung mga hindi artsy. Oh.
May iba-iba silang past 40, yung mga walang anak, walang asawa, ang meaningful pa rin ng buhay nila. It's not the miserable portrait that I was told when I was a kid. Some of them dedicated their lives to a craft.
Yeah.
At wala silang pamilya. Is that okay? Masaya ba sila? Yes.
But you know, the more dramatic, conventional, cliche.
Kasabihin, he's a failure.
Or
baklayan. Baklayan.
I'll do you one better.
He's dedicated to his craft kasi baklayan.
I will do you one better. Oh. They will propagate this rhetoric. Alam mo yung laging yung mga deathbed thoughts, eulogies.
Mababatay siya mag-isa sa apartment niya.
Oo, ganyan, ganyan. Or parang, yung craft niya, hindi naman siya pupuntahan sa deathbed yan. Niya. Ganon. Parang, teka lang. Why are we overly sentimental? Why do we sentimentalize? Hindi, nag-imbeta akong word. Bakit natin ginagawang, parang, bakit may iisang picture lang of a deathbed?
Exactly.
Na parang,
surrounded by family, you're in a hospital.
Loved ones. Parang, sorry ah, like,
neurotypicals! Tantanan nyo kami!
Galit na galit si Wiz sa episode na to.
Neurotypicals!
Ah. I think I did something right. Anyway, my professor, who I really loved and looked up to, si Sir Cesar Hernando.
Never had a family, di ba?
Yeah, he's single. But he stuck to his craft. He's a brilliant production designer. Production designer siya ni Mike De Leon through and through. Brilliant professor, dedicated professor, inspiring. As in, he touched my life. He inspired me genuinely.
And honestly, when we went to his funeral,
ang
nag-alaga sa kanya mga estudyante niya, napansin ko.
Exactly. When I...
Who was there? His students!
All of us, his students, who were crying. All of us, his students. Who else were crying? The directors he worked with. The film people he worked with. So parang for me, I mean, me, even now, thinking about it, my voice is breaking because mahal ko siya eh.
Hindi kaya nga
so
yun
parang,
eh.
Bakit natin ginagawang, again, cautionary tale or panakot na, oh,
may mga bagay,
or may mga bagay na mas mahalaga kaysa sa trabaho mo or sa craft mo or sa purpose mo.
Ako yun na nga, yung masama na dinulot nitong thing that I'm trying to unlearn is anyone who dedicates the rest of their lives not to family but to craft or to career are bad people.
Diba? Bakit demonized yun?
Oh.
Why?
Tapos isa pa, I've been exposed to other setups. Meron nakatira with their office mates. Meron nakatira with their best friend.
Yes.
Merong nakatira with 15 cats.
Yes.
Meron nakatira with their brother or sister. Meron nakatira with their mom.
Ano yun? And ano sila? Tragedies?
Back in the 80s, if you ended up like these people, anong tawag sa'yo? Bakla. Tomboy. Olats. Walang kwentang tao.
Walang nagmamahal.
Parang, bigo. Ideas na pumasok sa utak ko. These ideas were solidified in my brain when I was a child. Pero na-realize ko, hey, these people aren't so bad. They're good people.
Tsaka hindi ba maliding motivation to have a family? Kasi gusto mo may umiyak pag namatay ka.
Tsaka isa rin, na-realize ko, yung mga kilala ko.
How vain!
Na-realize ko na ang dami ko ng friends ngayon na nahihirapan with their families or nag-divorce na or hiwalay na.
Mm.
It
it could be nobler for them.
Mm.
Or it could, dare I say, even more moral for them.
Mm.
Kung aminin nila na, okay, raising a family is not for me.
Yeah.
Versus, pumasok sila ron, knowing their natures.
Yeah.
Napilitan sila na magpalaki ng anak.
But you know what? What I observed, na vulnerability, okay? Even I would qualify myself na ganun. You know, most people get into something without, you know, fully knowing or being fully aware of what it is. Like, kunwari,
nagkakaanak ako, bahala na! Kahit wala akong pera! Kahit wala akong plano!
God willing, charing. When we got married, my only... I never imagined myself being married, honestly. Like, I always thought I'm going to be, you know, single, fun. Like, ganun eh. Ano eh. Parang, ang nagpalaki sa akin ay second wave feminism. Career woman, ganun. I always thought I'm gonna end up that way. Like, mayaman, pero mag-isa, ganun. Pero fabulous. May ganun ako fantasies. But honestly, the reason I married you is simply because I think I can have a life with you. Ganun lang. Hindi siya parang super duper responsibility, whatever, ganun. And I noticed...
Siyang mahabang sleepover with a weirdo.
Oh, this person can be like, you know, a roommate. Ganun. I think I can manage finances with this person. Ganun.
Siyang malupit na sleepover. Mahabang sleepover.
Oo. Pero, ganun lang siya sa akin. And when we got married, of course, yung mga pressure sa pagkakaanak started. And I had this conversation with one of our maintenance staff. Tinanong niya ako directly. Parang, ma'am, bakit wala pa kayong anak? So ako sabi ko, eh, hindi ko gusto. Ayoko pa. Gumanan ako. Niya, eh, pero ilang taong ka na married? Parang ano na tayo na 3 years in. Sabi ko, mga 3 years na. Sabi niya, ha? Pwede pala yun.
Ibig sabihin?
Yun yung reaction niya. Sabi niya,
she has to unlearn.
Ha? Pwede pala yun. So, I think na-internalize sa kanila din. Sa mga, syempre nag-diff. Dinifferentiate ko agad. I guess na-internalize sa atin.
Say, what do you mean they? What do you mean they?
Nag-other. I guess what was internalized to us is that when you get married, parang natural progression na magkaanak ka at mag-put up ka ng family. So in a way, the purpose of marriage is to establish families, not a commitment to love someone. It's just so strange to me. Kasi for me, being married is simply a commitment to love someone. Yun.
Pero tanong rin natin sa pod pals na
ano?
Who didn't go that route?
Yung mga single.
Oo, single.
Yung fantasy ko nung bata ako.
Single in an apartment with a lot of dogs or cats or I don't know.
Hindi, yung mga single na podpal.
Living with your best friend.
Or yung tingin nila, hindi pa sila makakommit. Yan.
You wanna know your
story.
Yung mga walang
balak mag-asawa or magkaanak.
Oh, interesting yan.
Yeah.
Yan. Anyway, what's your ano?
My second thing that I need to unlearn is that you have to be a winner or you have to be excellent to be loved.
Holy shit. Ganda. Hanip.
Sobrang in-unlearn ko siya as a
person. I want to clap.
Why?
Ang ganda ng insight. Ganda.
As in, kailangan ko siya i-unlearn kasi as in, I think it's flowing in my veins.
Wait, may tawag dyan, internalized capitalism.
Meritocracy siya.
Internalized capitalism.
Oo nga. Na kailangan successful ako or excellent ako para may value ako.
And who taught you this?
Or para may worth ako.
Advertising taught you this?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, it's funny because I think na-spot siya ng dad ko yung ugali ko na yun or yung belief system ko na yun or yung value system ko na yun. And my dad has been consistent with reminding me. As in, parang siyang sirang plaka. And every time nakikita niya akong parang being so harsh and hard on myself when I'm not the top one, when I'm not a winner, when I failed or mga failure. Pag nasa parang low point ako in my life, my dad has been consistent in reminding me na, hoy, you don't need to prove anything. We love you. As in ganon.
Saan galing yan?
Wait lang. Kung inulit-ulit siya ng daddy ko, ibig sabihin, kinokorek niya ako.
Overcorrection na nga eh.
Di ba? Kinokorek niya ako. So parang ako, shit, saan galing yun? But when I reflected, ano siya eh, para siyang thousand paper cuts. Ganon siya. Hindi siya iisang thing. So it's an accumulated thing na kunwari. Na I guess my parents are also aware of it. Na parang napa-step back siya na, oh shit.
We turned her into a workaholic.
Or parang we turned her into like an excellence-obsessed person. But I think it started when, kasi hindi kami mayaman, di ba? Panganay pa ako. Tapos, since hindi kami mayaman, tapos may talent ako in drawing, I would always magjo-join talaga kami ng on-the-spot painting contests. Like, every weekend yan, para siyang racket, para siyang, ano siya, para akong athlete. Ganon, na as in, okay, weekend, pupunta kaming mall, mag-drawing ako, or mag-poster making, magko-color, lahat talaga.
Mm.
And parang, I was trained by my dad to think, for me to enjoy the process of coloring or process of drawing.
Titingnan mo anong nananalo tapos gayahin mo.
Yung daddy ko parang strategic siya. I would remember him. Nalaman ko kasi yung mga judge, ito sila. So yung mga gusto nilang style, ganito. Ganito yung gawin natin sa contest na to. Realistic yung drawing mo. Yung next, comic book artists yung judges. Cartoon. Ganon. Strategic yung dad ko. And I think na, I would, now that I'm...
Kumbaga, play to the judges.
Oo. Kumbaga, I was trained to win. So, whenever I lose, also, loob ko talaga. And, nagmamatter sa akin yung, I have to win the prize. Because, pambayad yun ang tuition ko, or pambayad yun ang tuition ng kapatid ko, or pambayad yun ang kuryente. If natalo...
Kumbaga, para kang, you were the prize horse.
Like, may real value, may monetary value. So, I think na-fuck up talaga yung brain ko na parang, okay, for me to have value, for me to be meaningful, para may ambag ako or para mag-exist ako, kailan may ambag ako.
Gets.
So, kailan ko siya yan learn. And even now, na I'm talking to you about it, hanggang ngayon, ganun ako. As in, like, so work, like, you know, I'm in an agency na ang reputation ay laging nananalo. Diba? Sa award shows. Yeah, parang ako, oh my God, it's in me. It's in my feeling.
It's ingrained.
Like, I have to unlearn being so competitive and always wanting to be on the, like, top. Actually, hindi naman ako parang, ayoko may ibang manalo. Hindi ako ganun. Like,
wait, side question. Natalo ka ba ever doon?
Oo naman! Natatalo ako, pero alam mo, sorry. It will sound mayabang, pero historically, yung talo for me ay second place or third place. Never akong hindi nag-place.
Whoa.
So, sore loser talaga ako. I don't know how to lose.
And wait, dala mo yan hanggang sa...
Hanggang ngayon. Pansinin mo, whenever we argue, di ba, I hate losing an argument. Conscious effort for me to gracefully lose.
Gets.
And I think, dagdag siya. Parang, I don't know if the company I am with, like, I love TVWA. Like, I love the office. I love my teammates, my boss. I don't know kung nakakatulong sila sa pag-rehabilitate sa akin. Kasi feeling ko,
how are they rehabilitating?
Parang exponential pa eh. Like, hindi ko nga alam eh. Kasi parang pare-pareho kaming ganun. Na,
win!
Na parang, although sila, may consciousness na, kapag natalo, dapat, kunwari pitch, pag natalo tayo, dapat may post-mortem. Bakit tayo natalo? Pero yung postmortem is how can we do it better? Ganun pa din. So, parang...
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess I'm addicted.
Pero anyway, dahil nasabi mo yan.
Wait, so how do I unlearn? Nasa step one pa lang ako, guys. Alam ko pa lang siya.
Awareness.
Aware pa lang ako. So, I guess my next step is to, kapag nakaka-experience ako ng failure, ng pagkatalo, is to graciously accept it and be happy for the winners.
Ay, maganda yun.
Yun. I think yun yung first step ko is pinapractice ko talaga to congratulate and be happy with whoever won. Like, nagko-congratulate ako. Ganun.
Ako naman, yung ganyan ko. Well, I'm not as competitive as you.
Oh.
Pero na-realize ko, may bago kong insight kung let's say may nanalo nga over me or mas may magaling sa akin.
Oh. Na-realize ko. Alam ko namang may mas magaling sa akin eh.
Oh.
Pero, again, sorry. I'll just say it as ikaw naman. Yung daddy ko, lagi niya ang pinapaalalahin. Uy, hindi ko yung pinakamagaling dito. May ibang magaling sa'yo. Pero alam mo, sasagutin ko yung daddy ko. Pero pwede akong manalo over them. Sobrang ano talaga. Like, man, malito. Anong nangyari sa utak ko? Yun. Oh.
Yung sa akin, ang sinasabi ko sa sarili ko, let's say, mas may magaling sa akin.
Oh.
Gusto ko sabihin.
So, sasabi, magaling ka?
Hindi, sasabihin ko. Okay, the fact na magaling siya or na-achieve niya to, doesn't make me a worse artist.
Ayun na nga. Oo nga.
Doesn't make me a bad writer. Yes. Doesn't make me a bad musician or a filmmaker or a podcaster, whatever. It's just that, magaling siya. Doesn't make me bad.
Hindi siya zero sum.
Oo.
Nung natutunan ko yung zero sum.
Pwede ko sabihin na, teka, magaling rin naman ako. It's just that, moment niya to.
Yun. So, parang yung zero sum idea kasi ay, di ba? Another person's win is your loss. Hindi naman ganun Hindi siya ganun. So, kailangan ko talagang, like, I guess the game theories that I nerd about help me with that. Na, and I'm lucky na I have you.
A very chill person.
I have my friends. I have my family. So, swerte ako that I have you. I have my friends. I have my family. I have people na secure ako, na mahal ako kahit na pangit. Like, may moment ako na pangit ako or bobo ako or di ako magaling. Alam ko na kahit may ganun akong moments, hindi ko kailan, hindi conditional yung love. Siguro naman, hindi, conditional naman lahat ng love, di ba? Pero, yung conditions ng love niya sa akin is hindi based sa excellence.
Ganda.
Yun.
To add, meron ako nakuhang, may babasahin akong quote related to that.
Oh.
Nakuha ko siya from Reddit. My favorite place on the internet.
Oh.
Here's my unpopular opinion. I don't think your life has to have a purpose or you a grand ambition. I think it's okay to just wander through life finding interesting things until you die.
I agree. Pero it's an ideal.
Yeah. You don't have to agree with it.
Hey, kasi, okay, kung may basic income, kung maayos yung welfare, kung may health benefits tayo lahat, okay, sure. Pero I think yung, this is me reflecting. I think kaya ako ganito kasi nare-relate ko yung excellence with financial stability.
Gets. Oh naman.
Kumbaga, since hindi ako nepo baby, wala akong generational wealth, the only way I can have financial stability is for me to be excellent and to be productive with my talent. And yun, I was talking to one of our art directors. Younger art director siya. Tapos, ano siya. In a way, nakikita yung sarili ko sa kanya kasi hindi siya mayaman. Tapos, breadwinner siya, ganun. Tapos, tinuturoan ko siya ng mga financial things. Sabi niya, ay, mayaman ka na eh. Sabi ko, hindi ako mayaman. Sabi niya, define mo yung mayaman. Sabi ko, for me, mayaman yung hindi ka na kakabahan kung merong may sakit.
Ganda.
Na parang, yung kaya matapunan ng pera kung merong may isugod sa ospital, hindi ka na natatakot sa bills. Natatakot ka na lang kung gagaling ka. Yun. So, I think doon ang gagaling din yun. Pero again, what I'm trying to say kanina, how you are helping me unlearn it. Knowing that I have you, I have my friends, yung loved ones na parang mag-assure sa akin na, you know what? Pwede ka hindi maging magaling sa moment na to. Love pa rin kita or like sasaluhin nice. Kita. Parang ganun. And then away my boss, minsan sinasabi niya na okay din yung hindi tayo parati panalo. Kasi hindi na rin cute yun, diba? Diba? Annoying din naman yung lagi ka panalo.
Oo naman.
Yun. So, pero ba, eh, curious, bakit ka na believe dun sa entry ko? Masyado ba siyang ano, revelatory?
Revelatory.
Inamin.
Anyway, my last one.
Oh.
Medyo related sa'yo, pero may nuance naman.
Okay.
Na iba.
Okay.
Study very hard so you wouldn't fail in life.
What?
Yeah.
Who said that to you?
Parents, teachers, elders.
Okay.
Media.
Okay. Okay.
Emphasis on study very hard.
What is... Okay, sorry. Question ah. Question siya. What do you mean by study hard? What is hard?
Yun. Focus your life on academics.
So grades. Based on grades.
Grades. Passing tests. Kasi...
Okay.
Why do I want to unlearn this?
Okay.
Because wala na akong ginagawa kundi mag-aral. hanggang pagtanda ako. As in, I still take down notes. I still... As in, mentality ko na, oh, when will I be tested about this? Gets mo?
So, wait. I always assumed you're just a nerd. Like, you love learning, ganon. Hindi. Ginagawa mo siya with fear na itetest ka ng life?
I'm a natural nerd.
Okay.
With or without school or academics.
Oo nga. Akala ko ganun ka.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's, you know, toxic or like unhealthy.
Hindi. Pero ito nga.
Oh.
I wish I didn't study too hard.
What is studying hard? Define mo nga. What is studying hard?
Nagme-memorize, academics, tumitingin ng ano, ng nasa library palagi.
Hindi kasi ako nagsistudy hard.
I know. Ako, I did.
Alam mo bang nagre-review lang ako day before ng test?
Pero anyway, ayun.
Ikaw ba? As in like everyday, nagsistudy ka?
Hindi, ngayon mas ano na talaga ako, mas chill na ako. Dati, oh.
Hindi, dati. As in nag-aaral ka pagka-uwi?
Oo.
The fuck? I hate assignments.
Hindi nga ako nanonood. Ako rin. I fucking hate homework. Kaya nga ngayon.
Hindi ko gets yung concept ng homework. Okay, pumasok ka na ako sa school.
Exactly.
Bakit ko pa siya kailan gawin sa bahay?
And also, may obsession nga ako with the topic of Scandinavian education.
Oh, ayun. Walang homework, walang grades.
Walang homework, walang grades, wala nang standardized test.
Tsaka walang grade level.
And also, I visited my friend Gabe Mercado.
Mm.
Sa Baguio. Meron siyang study center na yung tinour niya ako around it.
Mm.
It's called Vivita Learning Center.
Mm.
Parang following the Scandinavian model.
Mm.
Sabi ko, oh my God, ano kayang klaseng tao ako ngayon kung ganito yung school na napasukan ko?
Free range, no?
Free range. Tapos, tingnan ko yung mga teachers doon. Wala, umiinom lang ng coffee. Tapos,
Hindi sila stressed.
So, yun. Merong ano, may 3D printer doon.
Mm.
May woodworking shop. May kitchen kung gusto mo mag-aral ng recipes.
Yeah.
Tapos, yung mga teachers doon, more like, uy, takibabaan yung flame nung stove.
Mm. Guide sila. Lang.
Pero, kung nag-chop sila yung estudyante ng ingredients with a knife, wala silang paki. Yun lang.
Hindi, may paki sila, pero, Hindi
sila
nag-intervene.
Also, to emphasize nga, failure.
Mm.
I wish I failed more. Kasi, failure, yung education, yung outdated education system natin, sobrang dinemonize yung failure. Gets mo?
Tsaka mistakes.
Kung bumagsak ka dyan, hindi ka napapasa. Magiging mahirap ka, magiging taong grasa ka. Pero, the greatest lesson, the greatest way to teach someone
mistakes
something
mistakes.
Is not this artificial system of grades, but to let that person fail.
Hindi, mistakes and experiment. I think scientific method siya, diba?
Trial and error.
Trial and error siya. Or like, Elimination?
Oh, by the process of elimination, ganyan. So yun, na-realize ko, sana Scandinavian system yung kinalakihan ko, of course. Pero at the same time, as we mentioned in a previous episode also, our system of education in the Philippines is so outdated, is so bad actually, na...
It needs to be updated.
Yes.
Oh, yan.
With all these, sorry, I have to mention it, student self-harming.
I think some, you mentioned this before. Yeah.
We need a massive update. We need innovation. We need research.
Yeah, tsaka ano ah, we sa global ranking of literacy and reading comprehension and math, we're failing.
Yeah.
We're lagging behind. So
kaya actually, sasabi ito ang sama pakinggan nito. When I graduated from college, it's more like parang it was more of a statement for my parents. O tinapos ko na yung gusto nyo.
Ooh.
Fact, this is my diploma.
So many, ano after to? That, parang very anong emotional tong episode na to. No?
Sinabi ko sa society, including my parents, my teachers, pack, ito yung diploma ko. Natapos ko na.
Let now me do what I learn, I want.
Now can I learn the stuff I really want to learn?
Angry.
Or can I, now, can you please freaking get off my back now? Because I want to learn the things that are important to my soul.
Yeah.
The things that I actually want to learn, the things that I think I'm actually good at. And what? 22 na ako nun. May uban na ako nun.
Oh.
22 years wasted.
Hindi naman wasted. De, grabe ka naman.
Hours. Hours and hours of my youth. Wasted on test papers and homework. Wala na. It's gone.
Uy, grabe gone ka. Forever. Baka maging ano ka na, maging mascot ka na for the anti-tests and
it's called unschooling.
Udi, pero, okay. I would question. Hindi naman.
Mag-agree ka na lang, wag mo na i-question.
Hindi. More like, it's not that we're saying na parang wag na mag-aral, di ba? Magiging Franklin Miano ka niyan eh.
Hindi, ako more like yun na nga. Ito yung diploma ko, pak, pumasa ako in one of the top three universities. Get the hell off my back, guys.
Hindi, I think
let me learn.
Dapat i-reform din yung learning system na, you know, na sana mas less rigid, mas may diversity, mas may openness.
Tsaka mas, ako mas may understanding sa strength nung student.
Yes.
Kasi ngayon parang 40 people in a room.
Yeah.
Wala nang paki yung teacher nun.
Alam mo kung bakit? Mali. Alam mo kung ano pa yung pwedeng i-improve? Kasi yun nga, I think we mentioned this in our previous episode, yung sa diploma or discard eh. Yung school nga kasi, ano siya eh, nagiging training siya for employees, diba? Versus, so parang, pansinin mo, yung mga parents na conventional, lagi nilang tinitingnan kung ano yung report, kung ano yung course na in demand. Tapos doon papaaralin yung mga anak. Ikaw, naalala mo yung lahat nagna-nursing. And so many friends and ang dami ko talagang kabatch na sobra silang miserable. Kasi pinipilit sila mag-nurse ng mga parents sila kasi daw nandun yung, alam ko may demand nun yung UK tsaka US for nurses. When people, I think my ex-boyfriend was nursing. Tapos talagang wala, hindi niya kinaya, nag-switch siya to journalism. But you know, he has other problems. Pero yun, yung bakit natin pinipilit para makasupply tayo ng employees to a... Ano ba tawag dyan? To a category ba? Or to, kunwari, mga nurse, mga doktor. Ba't natin kailang isupply versus, sabi ni, nakikinig ka ba kay Prof. Galloway? Ano siya eh, podcaster, economist, journalist din siya. Sabi niya, don't follow your passion, follow your talent.
Nice.
Diba? Yun na lang. Yung talent, kung profit at profit lang ah, at productivity. Hindi mo mas magiging productive kung i-follow nung tao yung talent niya.
Tama.
Yun. So,
tsaka yung brain mo, since this is, ano nga, about learning and unlearning, it's all about the brain, di ba?
Yeah.
Bibigay yung utak mo eventually.
Kung hindi ba talaga siya gusto, or hindi yung utak mo hindi para doon.
Tapos, pag tandaan nyo, sisingilin ka. Oh. May anxiety disorder ka na.
Imagine mo kung pinag-nursing ako noon, ang bobo ko sa math, ang bobo ko sa science. Paano yun?
Anyway, what's your last one?
My last one. And this episode is pretty long, but my last one ay, ito na. Natutunan ko siya sa cultish. So, bago lang siya. Fresh siya.
Mm.
One thing I need to unlearn is the sunk cost fallacy.
Oh, yes. Sakit ng Pilipino.
Yun. Yes. Yung sunk cost fallacy, meaning...
Andito na rin tayo, sige.
Yes. Yung meron tayong false sense of we have invested time. Yung parang antagal ko na to ginawa eh. Or, niluto ko na eh. Or, 3 years na ako dito eh. Yung akala natin, we mistake persevering sa isang, or sticking with, or ano na lang, relationship. Parang naka-invest na ako ng 2 years dito sa jowa ko eh. Kahit na sobrang toxic niya, tingin natin, sayang yung time or yung any form of investment that we made versus we cut our losses. Hindi natin na-realize, mas marami tayong nalulose if we don't stop.
And most of that, is yung mental health natin.
Mental health, self-esteem, and even pera, oras. Diba? Value sa sarili mo.
Ang term ko dyan is the might as well disease.
Don't like, oo.
Might as well.
Andito na tayo eh.
Might as well.
Which I think na pero napapractice ko na, diba?
Sorry. It stems from a lack of resources.
Limited resources. Yung parang sayang eh.
Sayang eh.
Oo.
Tagal ko nang pinag-ipunan to eh.
Oo.
Might as well.
Pero yun nga eh. Dahil we're talking about resources. Ano na lang. For example, we are driving to Tagaytay. Diba? Tapos, midway, parang hindi mo na feel. Or like, you're feeling something else. Diba? Like, or sobrang traffic. Ngayon, pinapractice ko na, hindi, sige, uwi na lang tayo. Balik na tayo pa uwi. Kasi, if i-push through mo yan, either super traffic or super init na ng ulo mo, hindi ka na rin mag-enjoy. You ako have naman, so much to lose. Versus, bumalik na lang tayo.
Yung words ko naman for that, Danes na.
Okay
the
lang
Danes na mentality.
Yes, okay lang mag...
Happy na ako with what I have.
Huwag mo na pilitin. Oh. Or parang yun nga, may tamang panahon lahat, diba? Yun ang ina-unlearn ko. Pero I think yun medyo mas madali. Simply because it's just a frame of mind thing na kailangan ko lang mas maging conscious of what I am losing. Kukompare mo lang eh, diba? Ano ba yung... Ito na yung investment ko. Medyo patalo na siya. Pututuloy ko pa ba? O ito yung masisave ko? Yun. Literal cut my losses.
Mm.
So, yan ang aking ano ngayon.
Nice.
And nil-learn.
So, in conclusion?
Ikaw. Ano? Ikaw yung super worked up in this episode.
In conclusion, thank you for a great topic. Maganda.
Okay. Naka-release ka ng emotions.
Tension.
Oh.
Parang diary entry for the mental wellness.
You feel more like an adult? Or hindi like rin. You feel healed? Ganun.
I'm still unlearning.
Okay.
I'm still unlearning and pod pals ko nakinig kayo.
Ano yung sa inyo?
Ano yung sa inyo?
Oh.
And I want to learn how you unlearn these things.
Gusto mo talaga ipilit yun, no?
Pinilit talaga yung ano.
Tintitry mo talaga yung alliteration.
Copywriter.
Yun. Ano? Ako parang... Well, this is a good release, diba? I was able to express myself and I was able to share vulnerabilities with our listeners. So, hopefully it does not fire back at me. Parang sana yung makarinig dito hindi ako i-manipulate knowing...
What if your worst enemies listen to this episode?
Eh, parang,
Now I know how to...
Trigger her. Ganon. Yan, but... Ayun, I guess my realization is we have to unlearn these things para mas maging bagong tao tayo. Diba?
And we have to forgive our teachers.
Yes,
forgive your teachers, podpals. Forgive them. For they do not know what they were doing. Jesus? Jesus bigla?
Ne, ako, forgive your parents. Forgive, you know, the people of authority na in
turo sa'yo. Everyone was a moron in the 90s.
Acha, it's not like they invented it and taught it to you. Diba? Parang pinasa din yan sa kanila eh. And admit na natin.
Pinasa yan sa kanila by even bigger morons.
Pero isipin mo na lang, looking back, it's so easy to throw around yung, dapat mas critical thinking, ganyan-ganyan. Eh tayo din naman, din tayo nakapag-critical thinking when we were, you know, being trained to behave this way.
Kaya ako, diba? forgive whoever taught you.
Forgive yourself, diba?
And then unlearn.
Yun.
The first step to unlearning is not self-awareness.
Ano?
It's forgiving your teachers.
Why is that? Nagtitry ka na naman maging life coach.
Oo nga. Forgive your life coaches.
Oh no. Tigilan mo na yung ano mo, life coach voice mo. Anyway, Pam.
Now we come to our favorite part.
Yes. Podpal answering
machine. Okay, this comes from our Telebaba Tapes chat.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, regarding latest episode.
Which was, ano?
Summer movies.
Uh-huh.
Regarding latest episodes, top of mind, guilty pleasure ko ang Call Me By Your Name as my ultimate summer movie. I haven't seen it. You've seen it.
You should see it. I think you'd like it. Simply because set siya in Italy.
Uh-huh.
Like countryside, non-Rome Italy.
Okay. Disclaimer before everyone comes for me, haha. I'm fully aware of the Army Hammer controversy of it all, and I also know na may pagka-problematic din ang plot ng film. I don't know, I think it's just so personal to me. I exactly knew who and where I was at the time it came out. And also, hello, Sufjan Stevens, the psychedelic first. I mean, wow. Yun.
We got an artsy Yun,
thank you,
podpal here.
Podpals, for listening to our summer movies episode.
Actually, ang daming reactions sa chat. I really appreciated it.
And also, what? Salamat din sa mga nag-request ng new episodes dun sa ano natin. Sa chat natin.
Yeah, I know.
I know medyo delayed kami ng konti, but please be patient, podpals.
Kasi sakit ako. Like, oh. I mean, yung
please
gano'ng
mag-ubo
ako. Yun. So, we try our best. Yun.
Mahina ang kalaban.
Yeah. And, sabi ko lang, ina-unlearn ko eh. Pero, kasi ayoko talaga kung parang ano, yung 30 minutes lang na nagchikahan tayo na low quality. Like, I'd rather produce, you know, episodes na every 2 weeks. Tapos medyo worth your while naman.
Mm-mm.
Again, ina-unlearn ko na ano, no, kailan excellent yung episode para mahalin nila tayo. But, you know, hindi kami celebs eh. So, that's it. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the episode and share with us kung ano yung kayo, ano yung gusto nyong i-unlearn. Yun. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebaba Tapes.
Same Telebaba time?
Same Telebaba channel. Bye! This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.